name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God, our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And thou forgivest me of my sins.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, be gracious and merciful to me,
upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sin, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open and bring forth salvation. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Thou that dwellest between the cherubim, shine forth, stir up thy strength and come. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a flock. Hallelujah, hallelujah, stir up thy strength and come and save us. Please be seated. Our confessional reading this morning is from Luther's Small Catechism, as the head of the family should teach them in a simple way to his household. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The third petition. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What does this mean? The good and gracious will of God is done indeed without our prayer, but we pray in this petition that it may be done among us also. How is this done? When God breaks and hinders every evil counsel and will which would not let us hallow God's name, nor let his kingdom come, such as the will of the devil, the world, and our flesh, but strengthens and preserves us steadfast in his word and faith unto our end. This is his good and gracious will. Our Old Testament reading this morning from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 40, reading from verse 1 through verse 8. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Speak comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. The voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. So far our Old Testament reading. The epistle reading from the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Christians in Philippi, chapter 4, reading from verse 4 through verse 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Our gospel reading from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 1, verses 19 to 28. And this is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who art thou? And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. And they asked him, what then? Art thou Elias? And he said, I am not. Art thou the prophet? And he answered, no. Then said they unto him, who art thou, that we may give answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself? He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. And they which sent were of the Pharisees, and they asked him, and said unto him, why baptizest thou then, if thou be not that Christ, nor Elias, neither that prophet? John answered and said, saying, I baptize thee with water. There standeth one among you, whom you not do ye not know not, excuse me, whom ye know not. He it is who, coming after me, is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I'm not worthy to unloose. These things were done in Beth Avara, beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. So far our gospel reading. We join in confessing our common faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God, begotten, not made, being no
was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and it was made man, and it was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe in the Holy Christian and Apostolic Church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Thank you.
listed Isaiah 40, 1 through 8 as our text this morning. I'm not sure that's accurate, but I would like to begin by reading verse 1 and verse 8. Comfort, yes, comfort my people, says your God. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Please be seated. We've been awash in our culture's celebration, if you call it that, of Christmas since, well, at least Thanksgiving. But since we have no service on Christmas here amongst ourselves, I thought we might spend some time this morning listening to a couple of old prophets and what they have to say about Christmas, if you will. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John all point to John the Baptist as the one who Isaiah says prepares the way of the Lord. John, in our gospel reading for today, said so much when he answered and said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make the way of the Lord. Make straight the way of the Lord, as the prophet Isaiah said. And he pointed to the Lord. He says, there is one standing among you whom you do not know. It is he who is coming after me, is preferred before me, whose sandal strap I'm not worthy to loose. When Isaiah says, prepare the way of the Lord, that's that Old Testament name of God, Yahweh. Make straight the way of our God. That's pointing out who this is, who's coming. John begins his gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. And then in verse 14, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The celebration of the birth of this baby is different, a lot different than our world's excitement about Christmas would indicate. The birth of this stinking baby is different because it is God in human flesh. And if you find my calling him a stinking baby offensive, it sounds horrible, does it not? But babies do stink. They need very frequent cleansing, do they not? And the scripture makes it very plain that he is in all ways like us, apart from sin. And so, this is what Christmas is about, this stinking baby. And what he's about can be summed up, I think, maybe not summed up, but referred to with an old phrase I've heard from somewhere, hopefully somewhere good, about preaching. Proper preaching is to afflict the comfortable and comfort the afflicted.
Doesn't make any sense. Well, how does that work? John came preaching a baptism of repentance. The comfortable are those who are satisfied in their relationship with their Creator. The Pharisees in our gospel reading today, perfect example. Poor Pharisees, they get beaten up all the time, don't they? They trusted in their own righteousness in their relationship with God. And so John comes afflicting their comfort. "You brood of vipers," he says. But that kind of comfort doesn't mean only the extreme comfort exemplified by the Pharisees. When you and I feel our guilt before God and want to think, and our mind so easily does this, well, yeah, but I'm better than, as soon as I think of I'm better than someone else, I'm looking for comfort where there is no comfort. John came preaching repentance and the forgiveness of sins. He came afflicting the comfortable, but comforting the afflicted. So too with Jesus, as his public ministry begins, Matthew writes, "From that time Jesus began to preach and say, 'Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand.'" And after his resurrection, he authorized the church to afflict the comfortable and comfort the afflicted. He says, "Thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and remissions of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things." The birth of the baby Jesus is for Easter. Isaiah says, "All flesh is grass." Everything, the entire creation, is subject to death and decay. Mankind's rebellion against his Creator has brought death and decay on all of creation. The grass withers, the flower fades. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us to do what we cannot and do not do, to fulfill the law for us in our stead, and to suffer what we have earned by our failure to fulfill the law on the cross with his death. His resurrection proclaims his victory over death itself, and he has authorized the church to speak his word in his name, to afflict the comfortable and to comfort the afflicted. Repentance, he says, he gives authority for the absolution. "Whoever sins, you forgive," he says. They are forgiven. He gives authority to speak his word that makes bread his body and wine his blood. "Take, eat, this is my body. Take, drink, this is my blood." And he has this to say about his word: "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away." The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Comfort ye my people, saith the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Take off from them the spotted garment of the flesh and of their own righteousness, and adorn them with the garment of the righteousness purchased with thy blood. Strengthen their faith, increase their love and hope, and after this life grant them a place at thy heavenly table, where they shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own name's sake. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. Give thanks unto you, Holy Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, whose way John the Baptist prepared, proclaiming him the Messiah, the very Lamb of God, and calling sinners to repentance that they might escape from the wrath to be revealed when he cometh again in glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Take and eat.
This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given into death for your sake. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sin. Take and drink the blood of Christ, shed for you. The body and blood of our Lord strengthen and keep you steadfast in the true faith with a life everlasting. Go in peace. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. is the true blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all of us. Now may this body and this blood strengthen and preserve you to be the one true faith and the life everlasting. Depart in the Lord's peace.
The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.